again. It's the Dying Scene Radio Show, episode number 22. I'm Bob Noxious. Right here across from me, I got Bobby Pickles in the studio. And this week on episode number 22, we talk to the Jasons out of Camp Crystal Lake, New Jersey, as well as the Decline from way over there down under in Australia. Heidi ho there, Bobby Pickles.
Heidi ho there, Mr. Noxious.
I was trying to think of my best Australian greeting, but I realize now as the words come out of my mouth, I don't have one.
Bob, heidi ho is suitable.
Heidi ho.
Heidi ho.
Heidi ho. It's off to punk rock land we go, and Dying Scene Radio is taking you there once again on your weekly adventure with new music and news provided by the Bobs.
That's right. And this week, let's try not to get killed while we're camping in the woods. Right, Bobby?
This week and next week, too.
Why? What's next week?
We camping in the woods next week? I mean, I don't want to get killed anytime that I'm camping in the woods.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you had a big camping trip coming up.
You know, I don't have a big camping trip coming up, Bob. But, you know, I love camping, and I would love to go eventually. You know, that Fest 14, that's looking better and better and better and better. I really want to go to that thing, I think.
Why don't you come on down to Florida, Bobby? It's nice at that time of the year. It's October. The seasons have already changed where you live at. Down here, it's still a good balmy 85 to 88 degrees.
Well, Bob, I will if you promise me that you'll come as well. We can get a whole bunch of people together and make, like, a Dying Scene Radio event of it. Do it as like a business kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Do a little meet and greet, go around shaking hands.
Well, I hope that you already have your hotel rooms reserved because it's probably sold out by now.
Oh, man. Where is it at in Gainesville specifically? It's in Alachua County somewhere out in the sticks.
It's in Alachua. It's kind of like it's in Gainesville, you know, down where all the bars are at and stuff. There's places you can camp out. Maybe we'll camp out, Bobby. We'll camp in the woods.
Dude, we got to invite the Jasons down and go camping in the woods and scare the shit out of all those stupid emo punks, if there are any.
I don't think the fest is really your emo music fest. So I think you're safe there, which is a good thing.
All right, good. I got some news, Bob. Can I just jump into some news?
Absolutely, man. I got a pizza on the order here, so let's get to it. I'm getting hungry. You know, I was listening to some Wasted Potential right before the show, and it made me hungry. So I called my local supplier, and I got a little something on the way.
I'm not trying to be self-serving, Bob, but my top 10 list entitled 10 Most Distasteful American Punk Band Names is number one this week on the Google Analytics.
Nice job, Bobby. And by the way, I did notice that it was getting quite a bit of traction on the old interwebs. You named two bands that were from right here in my backyard that are friends of mine. So it was interesting to see that, and it was an article that didn't come from me.
The Abortion Twins. Right?
Yes, sir. So I just spoke with the drummer right before the show.
All right, so what happened with that? Because I was wondering if they happened to see the post.
I didn't actually talk to him about that, to be honest with you, but I do believe that they are aware.
All right, man. Good, good. Well, I'm happy to include some hometown boys and, you know, whatever. That's in the news. You like covering lists. I'm not trying to be self-serving here. I'm just trying to cover lists in the good old Google Analytics. That was a precedent sent by you, Bob.
Bobby, you got a lot of reads off that, you know, a lot of clicks, mouse clicks or whatever. And you got pointed out for the bands that you missed. Now, I'm not going to call you out for any of them except for one. How in the hell do you miss a band like Anal Cunt?
You know, Bob, you're right. I mean, I apologize to everybody profusely for missing that one. I actually knew of Anal Cunt. I was considering Anal Cunt. And they are, what the fuck?
Does your mom read your articles, Bobby, and you just don't want her to read the word anal and cunt put together in a sentence?
Well, Bob, yes, my mom reads my articles, but that's not the point, Bob. I didn't know if they were exactly punk rock, Bob. I listened to a bunch of the music. I looked them up on the Wikipedia. The Wikipedia says they are...
They're grindcore.
Grindcore. So grindcore, I guess, is technically a punk.
It's an offshoot, man.
It's an offshoot of punk rock. Yeah, yeah.
It's a hybrid between punk and metal. You know, it's somewhere in the middle there. And maybe a little bit of, you know, grungy sludge as well.
Dude, it's very, like, heavy metal, man. So I thought it was more of a... Dude, honestly, there are so many grotesque, crazy, offensive, distasteful names in heavy metal. Go... do some research on your own, Bob. And I thought that this fell into that camp. I was trying to keep it strictly punk rock, But hey, the more people talk, whether it be good or bad, whether they're for it or against it, I don't care as long as they share it and they read it. So fuck it. Who cares?
God help you, Bobby Pickles, if you die in some weird way and your family comes behind you and reads your Google history. The things that you search for online, I'm sure, are shocking. What else you got the news for me, dude?
I'll hit you up with another one. For those of you who attended the annual punk rock picnic this past weekend in Long Beach, we would love to hear your thoughts on the festival as a whole. Obviously, Bob and I did not because we're on the East Coast. For those not familiar with Punk Rock Picnic, it's been an event that has constantly been rife with struggles, issues, and failures. It appears this year was no different as promoters Steve Smith and Rick Petrell exchanged Facebook posts about finances and problems with the event. What a negative affair! OC Weekly wrote a nice little story summarizing all the aggro, the link of which you could find on dyingscene.com. Bob, what are your thoughts on promoters talking shit on Facebook, and why the fuck is that news on this site, man?
So, okay, if you're asking my opinion on that, I think that any decent promoter should refrain from talking shit in general. And I think any decent promoter doesn't need to talk shit because they probably have their shit proverbially already taken care of. Becoming news on the website, maybe if it affects a lot of people. You know, there was a lot of... How many bands were involved out there? I don't know how widespread that everything was. So it's possible that it's news to a very small group of people.
Right.
And maybe they all read this website. I don't know, Bobby. It's obviously news because you put it number two on the list. So hey, it must be high on the analytics right there.
Yes, it is, Bob. It is high on the analytics. That's why I put it there. Hey, you know what? How about some music, Maestro? Why don't you hit up everybody here and let's start off the podcast with some fucking tunes.
Sounds good to me, man, because what I got for you is some pretty kick-ass stuff right here. I got a brand new track which nobody has ever heard before, and I say nobody because the band actually sent me the track themselves and said, hey, Bob, do you think you can debut this? This is brand new from Chaos Delivery Machine, and the track's called Of Mice and Men. They got a brand new record. We talked about it a couple months back on an episode I can't remember, but their new record comes out this coming week on July 10th through Hardline Entertainment. 20 tracks of some kick-ass punk rock with, you know those guys, the guys from 98 Mute and Pennywise, and dude, come on, here it is. This is Chaos Delivery Machine Of Mice and Men on Dying Scene Radio.
This is Justin Thirst from Chaos Delivery Machine, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio on dyingscene.com.
Israeli female-fronted punk rock band called Not On Tour, who are currently streaming their new song, Sick of This Mess, as well as their whole entire new album, Bad Habits, right here on DyingScene.com. Bad Habits was released this week on June 30th through Effervescence Records. It can be ordered through their Bandcamp page. I like me some good, aggressive, good-sounding, melodic, female-fronted punk rock. Especially when they're from Israel, dude. Because what do you think when you think of an Israeli woman?
I think of the army, man. I think of the Israeli army. I think of Krav Maga. I think of her punching you in the face.
This is where I'm going to just completely like show my complete and utter, you know, retardation. But you know, I think of like a desert setting, or like with the what do you call it across the face? What do you call those? The burqa or whatever?
Dude, are you serious?
I'm an idiot.
Bro, I used to work with a chick from Israel, man. It's not a big deal. Israel is just like America, but it's in the middle of the desert. It's almost like they're not Americanized, but we are Israelized. It's like right in the middle of the desert, all you see is plush grass and McDonald's. It's the same here, man.
I've never been, so yeah, they say it's nice.
They have to join the army for a little while, just like everybody in the whole country has to join the army for like 2 years or whatever, so that's why I said I picture some chick beating my ass.
Israeli chicks. So I think they got like big hairy pits then, and maybe a slight beard.
Listen, if they have a beard as big as yours, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do.
I trimmed up, dude. Come on.
Oh, that's right. You did.
GQ.
That's right. Looking slick, Bob. Good, good, good. Hey, you want some news?
Sure, man.
Fat Wreck just announced the appearance of No Use in Friends at their anniversary show. What's No Use in Friends, you may ask? The remaining members of No Use for a Name, silly. They'll be performing with various members of the Fat Wreck roster, performing lead vocals in honor of Tony Sly. The label issued the following statement. We at Fat have been so excited putting together our 25-year anniversary tour. It really is an epic year and stellar celebration. Still, something's missing. It just doesn't seem right for us to party without one of our founding Fat bands. We managed to wrangle Propagandi, Tilt, and Bracket, and we're left with a hole in our heart when it comes to No Use for a Name. Fat's history is so closely intertwined with No Use for a Name, we knew we had to come up with some way to include them in our celebration. Of course, no one can replace our dear departed friend, Tony Sly, but why not gather new fan alumni?
You know, Bobby, they did that whole record with everybody covering No Use for a Name songs, and pretty much anybody who is everybody in the punk rock music community, you know, lent a hand in making the record. Why not do it live? You know, have the remaining members of the band go ahead and do it, and you got a million people who can fill in. They'll never fill the shoes. They can at least fill the hole.
What happened with Tony Sly again?
Well, you can go, you know, dig into the news archives, but he was, you know, out on the road doing some shows with Joey Cape and just, you know, passed away suddenly.
Oh, man, that really
sucks.
It
wasn't while he was live. Yeah, it's, you know.
It really sucks, man. So basically, they have all the surviving members, and then various members of different Fat Records bands are going to be filling in for Tony Sly on vocals. And so
makes sense to me.
Yeah, makes sense to me. They're going to be playing at the Sunday show, the August 23rd show in San Francisco. And it's probably your last chance to see No Use for a Name in any kind of capacity. The Fat Wreck 25th anniversary show will be taking place August 22nd and 23rd, respectively, in San Fran. Check out the full lineup on Dying Scene. So, yeah, there you go. How about Spike Slauson of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes? He's also
swinging udders.
Yeah. He's also involved with a solo project called You Cunt. And recently, he sat down with Punks in Vegas to share live performances of three new covers as well. Whoa, Bob, you got the cops out there for you.
Fire truck.
He basically played three new covers as well as a fully acoustic version of a track off Me First's latest album. And I normally wouldn't have included such a story, Bob, but I gotta admit, the tunes are catchy and worth listening to. Crazy For You by Madonna. Xanadu.
That's the one that I heard.
Yeah, you heard that? It's pretty good, right?
I did.
Xanadu, yeah, originally by Olivia Newton-John and ELO. A World Without Love, originally by Peter and Gordon, written by Lennon and McCartney. And name that song. What was that? Me and Team?
Yes, you got me.
You speak the Spanish better than me, Bob.
Man to me.
Originally by...
Man to me.
What's the band? You fucking read that too.
Los Tres Diamantes?
Good job, Bobo. Thank you very much, man. See, it's good at times having a Floridian co-host. They help you with those Spanish things.
All those guys work for me on the job site. You should see them when the immigration truck comes. Immigration! Immigration! They scatter like roaches.
Bob, that's the third time you've used that joke on the show. I just want to point that out.
No, I was talking, the last time was about ordering a Whopper in Miami.
That's right.
And then the other one was how to cuss out a Mexican on a job site.
Yeah, that's the one I was referring to.
I just said these guys worked for me. Come on.
Okay.
So I work on job sites with Mexicans.
Bob, this isn't quite punk rock, but, you know, actually, they do have some punk rock in the lineup. The second annual Knot Fest will take place on October 24th and 25th at the San...
Knot!
What? At the San Manuel Knot. Amphitheater in DeVore, California. Some of the bands announced so far include Slipknot, Judas Priest, Suicidal Tendencies, Corrosion of Conformity, Helmet, Korn, Cannibus, Cannibal Corpse, Mastodon, Body Count, At the Gates, Bring Me the Horizon, Clutch, Trivium, Snot, Beartooth, 6 Feet Under, All the Remains, Gwar, and many others. Tickets went on sale Monday, June 29th. A trailer for the festival can be viewed on Dying Scene. Hey,
two things, Bobby. What? Two things. Number one, Cannibus Corpse. Great band, man. Check them out if you can. I heard you almost mention that. Second thing is, can you pick any more news that is possibly any more not punk?
It's not punk, Bob.
There's not one punk band.
It was Body Count.
Body Count is not a punk band. They're a metal band. They're on Sumerian Records, which is a heavy metal record label. Body Count is not punk, my friend.
Dude, Bob, Anal Cunt? Anal
Cunt? This is not punk fest.
Wait.
Anal Cunt's not on that bill, are they?
Anal,
I don't see Anal Cunt on that bill.
Anal Cunt is punk and Body Count is not punk?
Listen, just because Ice-T can get along with the punks does not mean anything.
Dude, back...
Suicidal Tendencies is in COC. That's it. That's all you should have mentioned. Fuck all of them. And Gwar.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody else.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about
count.
That. By the way, though, Gwar, I wonder what they're going to do with Gwar. That's going to be interesting to hear the new lineup after getting rid of the drunkard.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that having a chick as the lead singer was probably not the direction that Gwar ultimately really wanted to go in. She was familiar with the role. She was able to go in and play the part. Unfortunately, you know, she drank a little bit too much, like a lot of musicians tend to do. And, you know, she couldn't keep her shit together. And quite honestly, you know, the band just needed to move on. We've discussed this.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
What else you got in the news, buddy?
NOFX just joined the Play an Album in its entirety game. Is that interesting to you, Bob?
Yep.
It's their iconic album, Punk and Drublic, that'll get the honors. Here's what frontman Fat Mike had to say. We're stoked to play this album live and mix up the tour a little so both the band and our hardcore fans, who we know are coming along to all the shows, don't get bored. Whilst I can't remember all that much from 1994, I do know we totally smashed it with this record, and it's going to be a lot of fun bringing back those memories with you all. Bob, this isn't going to be an every night ordeal. Only two shows will feature the Punk and Drublic treatment. One already took place in Birmingham, UK on June 28th, and the second and final one will be in London, UK this weekend, Bobo, on July 5th. And Bob, your boy Fat Mike used the word whilst. How punk is that, man? You ever catch a metal singer saying whilst?
Listen, don't get me started on heavy metal singers, because I'll go in a long tirade about this stalker that I have in my life right now.
Oh my God, Bob.
I'm going to say this, I'm going to allude to nothing more. If you use too many 50-cent words all in one sentence together, they all lose their credibility. And so do you, Mr. Metal God.
Well, Bob, I don't know what you're referring to. You have a stalker. Very interesting. You know, Bob, you seem like a person who would get a stalker. Actually, you seem like a person who would be a stalker. I take that back.
I think I've pissed one too many people off in my lifetime. And I was thinking about it the other day, Bobby. And I was like, you know, what if my ultimate demise came from some crazy fucker who I pissed off 20 years ago?
Dude, I've been thinking about that too. I think about that a lot actually also.
Because you never know. You never know who's out there and fucking hates you.
No shit, Bob. And especially with the success of Dying Scene Radio and getting thousands of downloads every week. You know how many people probably hate you out there in the world? If you hate Bob, reach out to him via email, bobnoxious@dyingscene.com, and tell him how despicable of a person he is. And do it repeatedly. And then kind of like, you know, set up a tent in front of his house, go camping, and wear a Jason mask. Yeah, that'd be smart.
I know one thing, Bobby. We're going to get Fat Enzo to definitely supply all my haters with quality I Hate Bob t-shirts from FatEnzo.com.
That's right. You can buy your I Hate Bob t-shirt on FatEnzo.com, and you can hate Bob, too, and show your support. Bob, how about some music, maestro, please?
I saw you throwing up the smoke signals over there, Bobby, and I'm devouring a slice of pepperoni and cheese pizza right now.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So pardon me, but I got a brand new track from a band that's called Thieves. Now, this track is called Smoke Signals, so you see what I did there. Austin, Texas-based pop-punk band The Thieves just released a brand new video for their song Smoke Signals, which comes from their latest EP, Color Change. The band recently sat down with New Noise magazine for a track-by-track description of their EP, so check it out. You'll find the links in all the familiar places on dyingscene.com, as well as hear it right here first. So here they are, the Austin, Texas punk rock band Thieves, doing Smoke Signals on Dying Scene Radio.
You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Ben Weasel with Screeching Weasel. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio. God help you. Dying Scene Radio.
Howdy-ho. What's going on, neighbor?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, I just got up. Vegemite on toast.
Vegemite. What is Vegemite? Because my only knowledge of Vegemite came from, Bobby, what was that 80s band from Australia? Gave me a Vegemite.
Oh, Men at Work.
Yeah, Men at Work. Do you guys get sick of hearing about Men at Work? Is that like the biggest thing to ever come out of Australia?
It's definitely one of them. The Simpsons episode where Bart insults Australia, that's also quite a big one that we hear about a lot.
Of course, we've got lead singer Pat of the Decline on the line, straight from Australia. 12-hour time difference to me and Bob.
Top of the morning to you.
Pat, isn't it winter over there on the other side of the world?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Bobby. It's only 12 hours away.
Tell by my hoodie, my useless ID hoodie, and my half beanie I've got going on that it's quite cold here. But it's only cold by Australian standards, which is probably not that bad.
Can you give that to us in Fahrenheit because we're dumb Americans?
No, I can't, but I'll tell you what it is for us.
Okay.
With my weather app on my iPhone.
Big plug right there for the iPhone.
Just today, it's like 16 degrees, but that's not that bad. Because for you guys, like 50 is cold, right?
That's about 61 degrees here, Bobby.
Right, so it's not that bad, is it?
Yeah, that's a nice mild day, you know, a little cool. Got the hoodie on, like you said, and the beanie cap, man.
Let me ask you, what's the scene like over there on the other side of the world in Australia?
It's really cool, yeah. We have a good, strong scene. I suppose bands like us and Local Resident Failure are able to do really well and play a bunch of really fun shows. Have you guys heard of the Bennies or the Smith Street Band? They're Australian bands who are absolutely killing it right now. Clowns as well.
And we played some Clowns before. That was good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff that's coming out of Australia, you know, and fortunately, because of the internet and places like Dying Scene, we get to listen to bands like you guys and get turned on. What about coming over to the States? You guys ever coming over here?
Dude, Bob, you're trampling all over my questioning. They're heading down in your neck of the woods, man. Fest 14.
Oh, no shit.
That's right.
A whole bunch of shows. I think we're going to be in North America for approximately 4 or 5 weeks, and we're going to do a heap of fun shows.
Well, Fest 14, are you doing the pre-fest by chance?
We're not doing pre-fest in Tampa. We're doing something in St. Augustine.
Gotcha. That's unfortunate because I live about 8 minutes away from where pre-fest is at. I would have brought you over, and you could have brought me some Vegemite, and I could have turned you on to a Cuban sandwich.
What's a Cuban sandwich? That sounds like a sex thing.
A Cuban sandwich is it's Cuban bread, which is a variation of a flat white bread. Type of like a baguette type of thing, and it's got ham and pork, mustard, pickles, lettuce, tomato, onions, a little bit of salt and pepper for taste, and a little bit of extra meat because we're fat Americans.
Yeah, sometimes it has salami, right?
Yeah, I guess it might have salami on it. Yeah, I guess you could find it with salami.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, Pat, let me ask you a question. Was your band name, The Decline, created as a reference to the famed NoFX opus, which Bob calls the punk rock Stairway to Heaven, or was it a reference to the American documentary about the Los Angeles punk scene? Of course, I'm referring to the decline of Western civilization. Or is it some sort of homage to both?
Or D, none of the above.
Actually, it's a reference to the Miley Cyrus song, The Climb, except one day someone misheard me saying it, and I just decided that I like that better.
That would be D, all of the above, Bobby. I hope that answered your question. That's very intelligent. You get this guy on the phone from halfway across the world, and you want to ask him that. Good one.
I do. I want to ask him that. Tell me about the band name, without sarcasm. I know you're from Australia.
So usually when we do interviews, they're written, and we get to have like a really good amount of time to think of a way to avoid the NoFX question. But like, honestly, I think that we were about 15 and we had this guy in the band and he suggested the name. We went with it. It would have been because of the NoFX song. And then he left and we just kept using it. That was like 10 years ago. I saw him at a party recently and he said, "When am I getting my royalties for the name?"
Of course, man. It's good-hearted joking. All kidding aside and whatnot, you got a new lineup with the band. How's that working out?
Man, it's working out really well. We have got a new guitarist and a new bass player. The drummer and I are the same. It's cool because it brings something different to writing. We were able to do a bit of different stuff that we wouldn't have done before, like new ideas circulating. And also, we just got this positivity now and this kind of fucking going for it attitude.
Pat, it's weird. Your band, you know, did what a lot of bands can't really achieve successfully. You know, bands wrestle with lineup changes all the time, but to change lead singers. Now, you were actually in the band and you moved to the lead singer position and the old singer left? Is that what happened?
We kind of always done like the Less Than Jake thing where you have two lead singers. So it wasn't a bigger move as everyone thinks. Like, we both sang it probably about equal amounts, and I probably wrote a little bit more than Dan did. So it was kind of easy to just, you know, I don't want to say take over, but I'm going to say take over.
Now, you guys have a new record out, Resistor. What are you guys resisting? Is it political?
He's talking about capacitors and resistors, Bobby. Electronics. What makes you think he's resisting anything?
You mean a resistor?
Correct, sir.
It's actually our only record that doesn't have any kind of socio-political songs on it. A lot of the old stuff is all about animal rights and that type of thing. But this one is just kind of all personal songs about, like, the feelings that I knew the band wasn't working. So I'm kind of resisting the downfall of the band. So a lot of the songs were kind of written by me before everything went down. And, you know, I finally got to voice them in the end, which is really cool.
So now that both singers kind of split, you find you guys are a lot more re-energized and a lot more focused and positive?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, for sure. I feel like I can do anything now. It's really cool. But I know that Dan is doing his solo stuff in The Isolated, and that's his new band, and he's loving that, and they're doing really, really well as well.
That's awesome, man.
Sometimes that changes what you need, man. It helps out both parties, and, you know, everybody benefits.
Mm.
Hey, Pat, we tried to make this happen yesterday, but my co-host over there, Bob, was busy keeping it classy in a Walmart checkout line.
I was.
Pat, are there any Walmarts over there in Australia?
We don't have Walmart, no. We have things like that. We have like four supermarket chains, and then we have Target as well. You guys have Target, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Love Target.
But we don't have anything that's like a supermarket and a Target and a gun store combined, which is what my understanding of Walmart is.
Well, yeah, you could go get diapers, ammunition, and a six-pack of beer.
At 1 a.m.
24 hours a day, baby.
It's actually really strict here. Like, you, in Australia, you can't, for example, buy beer from a gas station or from a supermarket. You actually have to go to a liquor store or a bar.
It almost makes sense that you can't buy beer at a gas station. I almost get that reasoning. Thank God that's not the case here in the States.
Hey, actually, Bob, certain places in the U.S., you cannot buy beer at a gas station. I can't buy beer at a gas station up here.
Listen, Bobby, I went to college in Tennessee. Tennessee is pretty much, you know, backwoods rednecks, all of them, myself included. I lived in a dry county. I had to drive to Virginia to go buy beer. And there you have to buy it from the ABC liquor board, whatever it is. So you have to go to a liquor store. And it's only open till midnight, and it's closed on Sundays. Because it is the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Hell yeah, that's called the Blue Laws. It must be some kind of form of blue law down there. That's interesting,
Blue Laws.
Bob. Thank you for teaching me that. Pat, I know you guys don't have any Walmarts right now, but probably soon you guys will, man, due to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Have you heard about that politically at all, or you don't? Do you know what the TPP is, man?
I'm semi-familiar with it.
You, us, and like 9 other countries are all partnered up in a trade partnership. Anyway, you'll probably be getting Walmart soon over there. Sorry, not to derail the conversation with that kind of talk.
I don't know if it's open yet, but they're building a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, you are in so much for a treat now. Because they got the big neon sign out in front, says fresh.
Got about 3 7-Elevens.
You got 7-Elevens now?
Mm. They have all of those things on the East Coast, like everywhere. But Perth is a little bit behind with that.
Explain to us that Vegemite. What did you say it was? Toast or is it a sandwich? What do you got? What is it? Is it a bread? What is Vegemite?
Vegemite's a spread, which goes on bread. And it's like this black stuff, and it's made of concentrated yeast. It's kind of like a vegetable stock paste. But the trick is, you just put it on very lightly, and then you kind of get this salty breakfast thing.
Hey, Pat, are you vegetarian?
Yeah, I'm veggie. Mm.
Cool, man. I've been getting into going to Whole Foods lately, actually, and trying to stay away from the GMO stuff.
Whole Foods is what?
Mm. Is what?
He said Whole Foods is delicious. Whole Foods, whole paycheck, you know.
When I was in the States, I went there quite frequently, and I got a whole lot of really good stuff.
Yeah, I've just been getting into it recently. I feel so much different. I love it, you know, and definitely staying away from a lot of meats. I could see going over to the vegetarian stuff. It's not that much of a stretch, probably, actually. How long have you been doing that kind of thing for?
Probably 8 years, maybe a bit more. Just when I was, like, around finishing high school, I got into it and still going.
Well, what do you want us to play off of your new record, Resistor?
There's a song called The Blurst of Times that my friend Ben wrote. He's our new guitarist. It's a really good song.
The Worst of Times?
Blurst, like the monkeys in The Simpsons.
Okay.
With the typewriter.
I didn't know that he had a name, but now I know. You've taught me quite well. The Simpsons. I have to go catch that episode where they make fun of the Aussies.
Well, hey, Pat, when you guys are over here for Fest, man, if you don't want to pay all the import fees, I got you. Just throwing that out there. Fat Enzo t-shirts. Bob can bring it over and set up the merch table for you.
Absolutely, man.
Do you have like a printing thing, or are you fucking with me? I can't tell.
No, I'm not fucking with you. I'm telling you the truth. How you like this, man? B.B. King and G.G. Allin mashup?
Yeah, Bobby is completely tasteless. He's mashing up two dead people and making them into like a Krispy Kreme. Like a hot and fresh donut.
That's the type of thing we would do for sure. I just can't pretend that we'll all be fine. I've never seen things so clearly my whole entire life. The current bellowing is slim or drown. With collected fists I can't keep above the phone. So I rise in anguish with the pictures in my mind.
Was The Decline doing The Blurst of Times. This is The Blurst of Times on Dying Scene Radio. Also did that interview right there. Bobby, cool guy that Pat, huh?
Yeah, man. Pat's awesome, bro.
Yeah, man. Running Like Lions before that, and Thieves started that set off right there. Bunch of new rock right here on Dying Scene Radio. Bobby.
Bob, did you have fun picking the songs this week? Sometimes you voice your displeasure with the selection, and I mean, I don't know.
Never. I never, ever have voiced my displeasure for the music that I pick.
No.
Not once.
I mean, what I'm saying is the pickings, the stuff that you didn't pick, just the stuff available out there this week to listen to all the new stuff. Sometimes you do voice your displeasure. You say, hey, it was slim pickings this week. I'm saying, this week, was it good? Was it, you know, did you have a lot to choose from?
Well, you know, that Chaos Delivery Machine gift wrapped and put into my email box. It was always nice. So I thought I'd share that with everybody. There was a lot of good bands out there, man. But, you know, every week it has its challenges. You're listening to bands from around the world who really don't have a lot of fans, maybe in their hometown. So we're just sharing our collection with the world, man.
It might not be that they don't have any fans or anything like that, right? I mean, you know, they got fans. All these people have fans that we play, right?
They're big over in Japan.
Fancy news from Bad Religion frontman Greg Graffin. For all you book-learning types, The punk rock icon has unveiled plans for his third book. It's called Population Wars, and it's probably best if I let the publisher explain what it's all about. Life on Earth has been defined by war from the beginning, with war between populations seen as an inevitable part of the evolutionary process. The popular understanding of the survival of the fittest explains and often excuses these actions. In Population Wars, Greg Graffin argues that this use of evolutionary theory is wrong, and that mistake has allowed us to justify wars even when other, less violent solutions may be available. Through tales of mass extinctions, developing immune systems, human warfare, the American industrial heartland, and our degrading modern environment, Graffin demonstrates how an oversimplified idea of war with its victorious winners and vanquished losers prevents us from responding to the real problems we face. Oh, boy. Sounds...
Jesus Christ, just sounds like a new Bad Religion song.
Pre-orders are available at kingsroadmerch.com/badreligion. And as a bonus, a limited number of them will come with a 7-inch that features Graffin's acoustic takes on 4 songs from the BR canon, all of which Graffin cites as being most influential to the new book. Check out the track list on DyingScene.com. Bob, I bet Mr. Graffin knows when and when not to use a slash in conjunction with a space.
I bet he does, and I bet I don't care. Do you know what's funny? Is I actually have a song that's picked out this week, and I'm going to actually put it in this next set. We'll talk about it in a minute, but I'll mention it now because it has one of those slashes, and I know how you are. I know how you like to edit, so I made sure that it was put the way that you like to have it, with a space, and then a slash, and then a space.
Very good, Bob.
That's
how
it.
Did they write it?
I don't know. I just wrote it down myself. You'll have to go to dyingscene.com to find out.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. It could be that there is no space before the first one, and then there is a space after it, actually. And that would be the correct...
So it's... It's 2 songs.
It depends on what you're trying to achieve, Bob.
Okay, here's what they did. They have 2 songs that are both very short that they piece together, like a part A and part B, but it's 2 separate songs.
Okay, I think you're correct.
I know I'm correct, dude.
Danzig's Glenn Danzig recently announced some additional information about his upcoming cover album, tentatively titled Skeletons. The album is set to be released as early as next month. Danzig plans to cover songs by Black Sabbath, ZZ Top, The Troggs, The Everly Brothers, The Litters, Davy Allen, and more. Glenn isn't letting the grass grow under his feet either. In addition to the new album, Danzig will be touring this July with Pennywise and Cancer Bats. I don't want to miss that, Bob. And if you're like me and you want to know more about this, head on over to Dying Scene. They got the scoop. Anything about that, Bob? Does that trigger any kind of brain stimulation at all? Danzig, Pennywise,
I just keep thinking about
cover
when
albums.
We spoke with the Jasons, which you'll hear that interview here coming up in a couple more segments, where they talk about Glenn Danzig's tour habits. Make sure you stick around for that.
Was it Glenn Danzig's tour habits or was it Doyle's?
God damn it. Doyle's tour habits. Let me re-say that without...
No, Bob. No, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it for everybody to hear. Bob haplessly chewing on pizza, forgetting what we talked about 2 minutes ago.
I'm chewing on a crust. I got one eye on you on my monitor, and I got one eye reading this list over here. My gosh, I almost choked on a piece of pepperoni.
Well, Bob, you're doing a fine job. Keep it up. The annual Rat's Nest Run-In Car Show and Music Festival has announced some of the bands who will be gracing the stage this August 21st through 23rd in East Durham, New York. If you're not familiar with the area, that's upstate near Albany. In addition to the Rat Rods Car Show, burlesque, a pinup contest, a tiki pool party, a pig roast, and a number of rockabilly, psychobilly, and Americana bands will play over 3 days. This year, attendees will be able to catch American pinup, Creepin' Cadavers.
Cadavers.
Good job. Thank you, Bob. And that was, you enunciated that so well with your pizza in your mouth. Pitchfork Militia, those crosstown rivals, Laura Hope and the Arc Tones, plus... there's much more to be announced, and we will keep you posted as more information becomes available. Those who can't swerve their curiosity can check out the rundown of last year's event on DyingScene.com.
Sounds 20 good. Years ago, I thought that every cool band name was taken. But oh my God, Bobby. Creeping Cadavers, Pitchfork Militia, Laura Hope and the Arc Tones. I have been proven wrong so many times over.
Music, maestro, please.
for Shizzle. My Nizzle. So as promised, I told you I was going to play a band that had that little space, the slash. What do you call that thing, Bobby?
I don't even know. I got to get the exact name for it. I got to find it.
Slash, whatever it is. This band right here, the Mugwumps, they are a long-running Austrian punk rock band, pop punk, if you will. And they're premiering a brand new video right here on DyingScene.com called Peekaboo / The Hate Monger, which is taken from the Mugwump's upcoming album, Can't Be the One. It'll be out August 1st. Make sure you check it out right here on DyingScene.com. We got them links, yo. Here it is, man. Mugwump's Peekaboo / The Hate Monger. Dying
you?
Scene Radio.
Peekaboo. What you wanna do? Hey monger, handsome me and evil you. Little like the evil clown of now. Once overthrow the planet, but he can. Once overthrow the planet, but he can. Once overthrow the planet, but he can.
This is Pat from The Decline in Australia. And you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Go fuck yourself.
There you go. Hey, Bobby, there's one that should have been on your list right there.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Canker Blossom.
Go fuck yourself.
That's right, man.
Well, actually telling you to go fuck yourself. What, was that the name of the song?
Also, yeah, that was the name of the song, man. Canker Blossom, go fuck yourself, Bobby Pickles. Yeah, that was the Baltimore, Maryland female-fronted punk trio, Canker Blossom. They've just released a brand new album.
Canker Blossom.
What did I say, cancer?
You said Canker Blossom.
Jesus, I'm thinking Cancer Bats. Imagine that tour. Cancer Bats and Canker Blossom.
Dude, that would be a good tour, man.
There you go. Anyway, their new record is called That's So Killer, and it was just put out about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago on June 20th, independently through their own Bandcamp page. They last released Gooner in 2013, and my favorite track from the record, appropriately titled Go Fuck Yourself. Yeah, I can relate.
God, man, we're going to get tossed on iTunes, putting that in the set list in the description.
Yeah, fuck iTunes.
Oh, speaking of fuck iTunes, former Christian punks, LOL, MXPX, have announced they will be recording their first full concert live DVD on July 24th and 25th at the Observatory in Santa Ana, California. And before you ask, yes, Yuri Ruli and Tom Wisniewski will be joining Mike Herrera for
Bible study?
For these shows. Yes, Bible study, Bob. The band has currently raised funds for the recording, and they're offering a bunch of unique perks to those who wish to donate, including pre-orders for the DVD, lifetime guest list spots for MXPX, handwritten lyric sheets, and more. You can check out Mike Herrera's video announcement on Dying Scene and see all the donor offerings on their web store. Bob, why do you reckon they need to film over the course of two performances? Is that because on one night they might fuck up and the other they won't?
Well, you know, there's a, probably a million different reasons why, but they probably got like a buy one, get one free coupon off of Groupon for their photographer. So they had two shows in a row, and they may as well just go ahead and utilize them both at the exact same time.
That's brilliant. You know what? They probably found the gentleman at their Bible study class.
Possibly. And, you know, stranger things have happened.
Now that summer is here, the wonderful folks across the pond at Round Dog Records are giving you some tunes for the season. Listen to and download for free, or the name your price option, Stuck in Summertime, the soundtrack. Find it on DyingScene.com. You know I'm going to have that free music for you, Bob. I got to tell these guys about free music, man. It's great. Get your grubby little hands on it. The release is in conjunction with Stuck in Summertime Fest, which is set for July 18th in Glasgow. Find out more about the little shindig on Dying Scene as well. The digital compilation features multiple tracks from the bands playing the festival, including the Murder Burgers, the Fur Coats, the Kimberly Steaks, and many more. Any money made from the release will go toward paying the tour bands for the fest. So pay up, you stingy fools. Shell out some dough with them grubby little hands.
I'm so glad that single-handedly I've created a catchphrase, grubby little paws. You know I started that off in probably my first or second or third episode, and I've noticed it start to not only go through you, Bobby, but it's trickling down to the DyingScene.com writers I've noticed as well. You're welcome.
Is it really?
I've seen it.
Dude, that's fucking great, Bob. You should be proud of yourself, man. Grubby little hands. I like it. I like it a lot.
I am proud of myself. Me and my grubby hands have got into some pretty sticky situations.
You have. And you.
Whatever.
And now you have a stalker. So now you come to another level of grubbiness.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what to think about my stalker, but I won't think of him at this point. And it is. I did say him. Notice that.
Yeah, that's...
All right, so I have a very...
Gay marriage was passed this week.
Speaking of, and last week you spoke of the Confederate flag and...
Bob, did you put a gay flag in front of your Facebook profile page?
No, but I one-upped that instead. It's been passed around freely, and I was not the original one who posted it, but I posted a rainbow flag with a Confederate flag struck directly through the middle... Which, that wasn't stars and bars. Instead of that, it was a bunch of pentagrams and then a circle of Jewish stars.
Oh, my God, saw that one. That was great. It had to offend everybody.
And then in the middle of the circle, there was a swastika, and it looked like it was like a moshing Third Reich world, you know, whatever guy, you know, just parading through a gay parade.
Well, Bob, that seems like a fitting... flag for Bob Noxious. If there were a country called Bob Noxious, that would be the flag you wave. Probably minus the gay flag colors, I'd imagine. But not to say there's anything wrong with that. I fully support everybody and what they want to do. I just feel that a lot of people were changing their profile pictures for disingenuous reasons and just to kind of be trendy. So anyway.
By the way, as far as you're talking about, obviously you're assuming all of our listeners know what you're talking about.
Dude,
but,
knows. Facebook. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Okay, all right. You're right. Everybody knows. Yeah. And did you know that this is a Facebook ploy? Everybody who changed their picture to that,
right.
They're monitoring how long it is before you change that picture back to something that's a non, you know, rainbow flag.
Yeah.
To when you change your picture, and it's all just a part of how they track you.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Bob. I'm glad I didn't fall into their grubby little hands. The Fantastic Plastics are an otherworldly retro-futuristic band based in Brooklyn, New York, who have been making the rounds of NYC in the Northeast for almost 3 years now. Their sound is based in retro-futurism, and yes, that is a real thing, according to Wikipedia anyway, where it is defined as a blend of old-fashioned retro styles with futuristic technology. Get a taste of their sound on DyingScene.com. Altercation Records co-owner Travis Myers had this to say about them signing the band. The Fantastic Plastics are different and refreshing, but also have something very comforting and familiar about their sound that I think people will find very appealing. And as with all altercation bands, they are undeniably good at what they do. I don't know anything about this retro future stuff, but I know a good thing when I see it. The Fantastic Plastics are definitely a good thing, and we're happy and proud to be adding them to the altercation family. We can expect to see the band's first full-length entitled Devolver sometime in September, but according to Myers, there will be numerous video releases and some free stream teasers starting in August to whet our appetites for the future wave that is to come. So stay tuned. This sounds like your type of music, Bob.
We'll see.
Bob, that was supposed to be shtick, Bob. I don't think this is your type of music. Bob, what is your type of music?
I don't know, man. I like a lot of different kind of things. So get this. I've been having this recurring issue with my car where my battery dies. Well, the battery is under warranty, so I just keep taking it back to the same place, and they give me another battery. I mean, forget the long story of how it's been to the Honda dealer, and it's been looked at, and everything checks out okay. But every time I go and I get a new battery, my radio gets reset. So I had to reset all my radio stations today. And like I mentioned before, I don't normally listen to the radio, but I do still set the channels on my radio. And I'm going through it listening to all the crap that's on the radio. And do you know what I found myself gravitating to?
What?
Oldies. Like old, like 70s and 80s pop music. Like Genesis and Phil Collins and Tina Turner. It's terrible music, Bobby. I hate it. And I can't believe I just said it on a punk rock radio podcast.
Well, Bob, it sounds great played on a ukulele. I can tell you that.
Oh, really? Is that where you're going with this? Playing some ukulele tracks?
No. You know, I mentioned that before.
You're alluding to Spike Slawson and his U-cunt. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, and well, that's a big part of what, you know, Me First did. I can appreciate all the Me First stuff. I like cover songs that are done well, sometimes. It depends on who does them.
But, Bob, you know that...
But mostly I hate them.
I'm happy that you're gravitating towards that and not the Creed that you usually gravitate to while you're sifting through stores during Christmas time in Florida.
Wait, Creed?
Or whatever.
Certainly
whatever
you
said.
Creed news story.
Last episode, you were saying about all the dad rock that you have to listen to when you're in shopping centers in Redneck Florida.
So you're gonna diss my state now, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck your state, Bob. Give me some music.
Fair enough, man. I got some stuff right here. This is brand new from Man Overboard. Now you don't have to appreciate pop punk music to enjoy their latest video, which, by the way, they're debuting on DyingScene.com. It's basically three hot chicks kicking some serious ass and taking names as they walk through the streets. I'll be honest with you, Bobby, I watched the video with the sound down. I have no idea what it sounds like, but I'm going to play it right here for you now anyway, and I guess I should turn the speakers up. This is Man Overboard. She's in Pictures on Dying Scene Radio.
I can already tell from how you feel, how I just keep looking at you. something. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Fuck Ben Weasel,
motherfucker!
This is Andrew WK reminding you that you're tuned in and partying extraordinarily hard right here on Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio!
Oh shit, I'm scared.
What's going on, dude? Look at that. Oh!
Oh! Hey, is it bright enough? I'm just a floating fucking head. I don't want to be a floating fucking head.
No, mom's a floating fucking head.
You know, fucking.
Look at these creeps, Bobby.
Look at these creeps, Bob.
We're looking for Bobby Pickles.
Right here.
Oh, hi.
That's Bobby.
What's up?
Not much, man. How are you?
Listen, it's Bobby Pickles and it's Bob Noxious. It's a twofold commentary here.
Two Bobs versus two Jasons.
That's right. Two Bobs versus the two Jasons. And, of course, we're speaking with the Crystal Lake, New Jersey horror punk band, the Jasons. They're four mongoloid brothers who enjoy pissing people off with their immature antics and playing pure red-blooded American punk rock. We're being joined today by two of the brothers. Fellas, which Jasons are you?
Go ahead. You introduce yourself first. Yo, I'm fucking Jason 3D. Are we allowed to say fuck on your podcast?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Yeah, we enjoy fuck it. It makes us feel comfortable when others say it as much as us.
We say it because it makes us feel extra punk rock fucking, you know what I'm saying. So, Jason 3D and Jason D, man.
Yo, I already fucking said my name.
So I'm just trying to fucking be cordial.
Stop being a fucking jackass.
All right. Come on, man.
Guys, do I detect accents? Is it a southern accent or is that a South Jersey accent?
No, man.
It's more like a northern Jersey.
Northeastern Jersey-esque. People always call out our drummer because they say he sounds like he's from the South, and I'm like, well, he's Jason Hell. He's from South of Heaven, motherfucker. What are you talking about, you know?
You know you've officially lost all your fucking coolness when you steal a joke from fucking Adam Sandler, you piece of shit.
I never watched fucking Adam Sandler. What are you fucking... Never mind, man. What's going on, guys?
We appreciate having you guys on. I love the band. You guys are awesome. Who came up with the slogan, red-blooded American punk rock? That shit is catchy.
Boom! Right here. Jason V, yeah.
Jason V.
I mean, really, though, honestly, man, like, that just is what we are, so it's kind of just like me being like, hey, I'm a human being, you know? It's that natural. That's just what we are.
Even if you are fucking mongoloid.
Exactly.
Now, you guys are hilarious. You guys actually have a web series, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's...
Whatever V fucking feels like making it.
Dude, it's hard to edit. I got the iMovie, but yeah, ever since we started, man, we, film everything, and full disclosure, you know, it's like, I would say 90% authenticated and like 10% Spinal Tap. You know, you gotta spaz it up a little bit.
I love it, it's perfect, dude. You guys ruined a Doyle show. You guys forgot the set list. You had untuned guitars, a blown amp. How much of that is performance art?
You know, I think in the interest of like actually getting shows in the future, we're going to say that it was all a big performance art piece.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we played all of it.
Oh, yeah, man, that we played all that. Hey, can I tell you a story about Doyle?
Please
yes,
do.
Please.
Listen to this, man. I know this sounds like a fake thing that I'm making up right now, but we were walking into the venue, like, early before the show, and here comes Doyle walking out of his tour bus, lifting a dumbbell and dragging a fucking weight bench behind him in Zuba pants. He had some fucking Zuba pants.
I didn't fucking look at his pants, man. Fucking
dude, he's like, what, almost 70 now, and that fucker is ripped. Holy shit, man.
I mean, that's fucking dedication, fucking take a weight bench with you fucking everywhere and work out at the fucking venue.
I gotta have a bus, because I gotta have my fucking weight bench, okay? Fuck you.
He was playing air drums. He had headphones in, too, and he was walking around the thing playing air drums, and we were like, what's he listening to? Probably the fucking Bay City Rollers.
Or Arch Enemy fucking band.
Now, who's your arch enemy?
There's a lot of people that want to claim to be our fucking Arch Enemy and all that, but everyone's kind of our Arch Enemy. You know, if you fucking... We saw fucking some weed smoke here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What were you smoking there, Pickles? You might be our arch enemy. Or was that just a cigarette?
Hey, it's legal up here, guys, so...
Doesn't matter. It's not legal in our minds. Not at all.
Ma says it's bad, so you're fucked.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, one of our arch enemies, man, is we want to unload on the horror punk scene because we get stuck in the middle of horror punk and we're like, dude, we are a pop punk band. We just want to be like Joe Queer, but oh my God, man, all we get is you want to play the show with the creepy ghoul, monster ghouls, and we're like, yeah, I guess we'll do it, but fuck that, man.
Did you get a chance to listen to them, Bob? Did you do your research like I asked you to?
I always do my research, Pickles, even if it's moments before the call.
I love their sound, man. It is very, I guess, you show up in the Jason masks and you're expecting one thing, but then out comes this Ramones-esque pop punk, man. Are there any drawbacks to singing in a mask?
Sound guys are fucking assholes sometimes.
I don't know. We've only had one. We had one guy that was like, I can't get a good sound if you don't take the mask off. And we were like, well, I guess it's going to sound shittier than it does. peripheral vision is tough, though, really, honestly. Peripheral vision's kind of tough.
Yeah, my biggest fucking problem is I like to throw my hair around on stage and shit like that, and so, like, it'll kind of, like, swing up every now and then. So, like, in videos, you'll see me, like, I'll, like, swing my hair back and then, like, hurry up and, like, throw my mask back down.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are considerable challenges in running any family business, and I'd equate being in a band to being involved in a business. What are some of the challenges that you and your brothers face, and why was your mom such a crazy cunt?
Whoa!
Hey, now, yo,
let's answer number one,
yeah, well,
and then we'll kick your ass over the internet for number two.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. No, dude, you want to know what one of the challenges was? We just went on tour in Canada.
And fucking B farted the whole fucking time.
Oh, give me a fucking break, man.
B fucking never stopped fucking farting.
No.
He crop dusted fucking hell while he was sleeping.
That wasn't a challenge, though. That was just an...
You don't smell your own fucking farts. That's the problem.
Anyways, biggest challenge, boom, getting across the border, having a car full of masks, hockey masks.
And a seven head.
And a seven head, yeah. I like, my mother. And we didn't get a passport for our mother either.
No,
so
they just let her in. They were cool about that.
They were, yeah.
Hey, what was your port of entry into Canada? Where did you come through the border at?
Rainbow Bridge.
Rainbow Bridge, yeah, Niagara Falls, man.
No, that's two different places.
Whatever, we came through Rainbow Bridge, right up the asshole of Canada. That's what I like to call it.
And then we accidentally came back through Rainbow Bridge because this fucker got lost on the fucking, do they call it the interstate up there? What the fuck do they call
Boom,
it?
Boom, we're back in the United States, ain't we? Win.
U.S.
Right here.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like you guys break up quite frequently. How many times has the group disbanded and reformed?
20 times a day for the last 2 years.
Yeah, we're going to break up tonight, actually.
This is probably our last interview, so...
Yeah, this is it. Nice knowing you.
This is going to sell for $20 on eBay one day.
Yeah.
Man, I dig the commentary that we're having right now. I did the commentary also at the end of your records. It's kind of like a podcast, right?
Yeah, kind of, man. We felt guilty because our records are like 15 minutes long. along, and we were like, we got to add something or people ain't going to pay $10 for this bullshit, man. So, boom, commentary.
That's genius, man. You know, I've made a career out of releasing short songs, but I just call them EPs, you know. It's like a 15-song EP. So I never even thought of adding the podcast version of this, and that's brilliant, guys. Good stuff.
Here's our mentality, man. When we record, at least for the last two, we'd go in for one day only, and one day is recording, and day two is mixing, mastering. And so whatever we get done in one day, boom, that's your album. So the first time it was like 9 songs, the second time it was like less, but we don't want to call it an EP because we're like, this is how we do it, you know, and that's the album that we made then.
Yeah, you guys have a new EP out right now, right? What's the title of that EP?
This one's more of like a collection.
Yeah. Kinda. Can you see that?
Yeah. It's Choice.
It's called Flashology. And what it is, it contains our first two albums on it. You know, it got the Jasons and it got Stock/Summer. And then it comes with a DVD. It has the Red Blooded American Punk Rock Volume 1 on it. I believe it has the Doyle Show on it.
Yeah, it's got all 5 episodes of our podcast on there. It's our web series.
Web series.
Idiot. Basically, if you want everything we've done, it's on there. It's like you can catch up and be like, yeah, man, I've been into them since album 1.
I love it. And it's on your Bandcamp, right?
It's on our Big Cartel site. Big Cartel, like / the Jasons or something.
I think it's the Jasons.bigcartel.com. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
TheJasons.bigcartel.com.
What do you want us to play for the people?
I want to show you these two VHS tapes first that we just released, because how fucking cool is that, man?
VHS. Holy shit.
We got some new VHS tapes.
We don't have these fucking DVD players up here, so...
Right, even though we sell them with our last fucking CD.
I said we don't have a DVD player, so...
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Fucking watch your shit.
Anyway, what would we like to play? I like Crazy Ralph Shut Your Mouth, even though that's from our first album. That's my favorite from that album.
Hey, real quick scene check. I want to hear about the music scene at Camp Crystal Lake. I hear it's deadly.
You know, believe it or not, most of it is like acoustic campfire songs, man. And we're like a genre of one out here for punk rock at Crystal Lake.
Yeah, it's really hard to, you know, host shows at at Crystal Lake and all that. You know, we put up flyers on trees and shit, but
nobody comes.
No one ever comes. We don't understand. We have to travel for all of our shows.
Yeah, we have to go to Canada. Yeah, we do have the horror punk scene, though. Even though we hate and love it, they have accepted us to some extent. So I guess we're grateful in that respect.
It's not that we don't love the horror shows and all that. Like, we love all... We have so many friends in it.
But we hate it, too. We love and we hate it.
So you're horror pop punk?
No.
They're going to kill you yet, Bobby Pickles.
Crazy Ralph! Shut your mouth!
So check it out, man. That was the Jasons right there doing Crazy Ralph, Shut Your Mouth. And you heard
Dude,
that.
What are you doing? You're coughing, man? You're going to get killed.
Oh, man. I'm
what? You're going to get killed.
Killed?
Yeah. Why are you coughing, man? Where are you taking?
Hopefully they don't come and hunt me down because her mother says that I do bad things. Anyway, the Jasons interview in there. Those guys, pretty cool stuff, man. Come on down to Florida, boys. Sass Dragons coming out of semi-retirement. Chicago-based band. Doing their track, Cup Overfloweth, and of course started that set out with Man Overboard. Bobby, let's start bringing this thing on home, man. I know you got a couple more news stories, and I got another song up my sleeve, I guess. What do you got in the news?
The last segment, I talked about a retro band that signed to Altercation Records, and that was up your sleeve when it comes to the music thing. I think this sounds like Tone Loki's type of music. Some of that hardcore stuff, Bob. Another signing went down this week, Bob. Jersey Shore hardcore band Heavy Chains has signed to Flat Spot Records for the upcoming yet-to-be-named 7-inch that is due out sometime in early 2016. Make sure to keep an eye out for them, and we'll keep you posted as the release date comes. The 7-inch is a follow-up to their most recent EP, Demo. Brilliant record title, Bob. Bet it took like months to come up with that.
I'm sure they kicked it around for weeks on end, and they probably even fought about it. Ultimately, they decided on what was best for them.
Bob, what is the most uncreative name that Pigpen has come up for a record? You have numerous records. How many records do you guys have out?
Pigpen?
Yeah.
Five. Four. Four, and one of them is unreleased, so really four official.
Okay. And then what is the, would you say, least thought out title, if there is one? Or is it all?
All of our titles were very elaborate and have reasoning behind it. So none of them.
Can you give me a rundown of the titles, please?
Bleeding, Drinking, and Stinking is our debut. Short Bus Sing-Alongs is our sophomore effort. Third one was the Lobster Boy EP, and then we did Ghoulish Terror as our fourth release.
Okay, all right.
We also have a fifth record, which is kind of sitting there idle, has some other band members that are in the band that aren't in the band anymore. That's Diarrhea of a Mailman. And as you recall, your buddy Nick Amin and I did a version of it after that. So, yes.
That's right. It should be playing underneath this right now, probably, if I'm smart about it. But so what's going to go on with that EP? You're going to release it?
No, man. We're recording a new record in August. It'll be out before the end of the year.
So you're just going to scrap all those tunes?
No, that was years ago, man. It's been sitting around forever. I'm not going to do anything with it right now. Mm. You know, Pigpen, we are doing a 20-year... Next year, in 2016, is our 20 years together. So maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll release it online or something for the true hardcore people who want that kind of stuff.
All right, let me give you some more news. The first round of bands playing Awesome Fest 9 have been announced. The lineup for the three-day fest, which is set to take place September 4th through 6th in San Diego, includes Toys That Kill, Mr. T Experience, frontman Dr. Frank, backed by Turkish Techno, Tilt Wheel, Bad Cop with no spaces, man. They need to make up their mind and figure out how to write their name properly. Rational Anthem as well, and many, many more. Check out the full list of bands included in the first announcement on Dying Scene, and stay tuned for future lineup expansions. So we got a killer little show out there in San Diego, Bob.
Love me some San Diego.
One more tour announcement. Massachusetts pop punk act 4 Years Strong have announced U.S. tour dates with direct support from Defeater, as well as select dates with Expire, Super Heaven, Speak Low If You Speak Love, My Iron Lung, and Elder Brother. You can check out the tour dates and locations on DyingScene.com. The band released their self-titled record on June 2nd through Pure Noise Records. I believe they'll be in the Berg, Bob. Also NYC.
The Dirty Berg.
Yeah, the Dirty Berg. They'll be playing in the Berg.
September
Local 662, September 27th.
Cool.
So, yeah, go check them out, man. And that's all I got for the news this week, Mr. Noxious. Take us out if you want to, unless you have anything else to add.
No, I don't really have too much more to add on that, man. So,
did you enjoy speaking with the Jasons? I must say, they thoroughly amused me, Bob. And you need to check out their web series. It's fucking awesome. It's brilliant.
They had me in stitches, man. They're the real deal, man. Beware. Camp Crystal Lake Punk Rock. Do or die, bitches. find their stuff online, man. That's good stuff, for sure.
For sure. Sounds good.
Right on. So let's go ahead and wrap it up, man. I got a band here from Philadelphia. They're called Spine Chain. They're hardcore skate punk, and they're streaming their brand new record called Have It All in its entirety. They released it earlier this month on June 3rd, and it serves as the follow-up to their EP, Some Old, Some New, which they put out way back in 2012. It's Dying Scene Radio for the punks.
By the punks.
Here's some Spine Chain. What's the point on Dying Scene Radio?
Jason 3D, and we're the fucking Jasons from Camp Crystal Lake. Listen to Dying Scene Radio, or you're fucking dead. Dying.